This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. It's been almost a week since many retailers in North Carolina were allowed to reopen as the state moved into phase one of Governor Roy Cooper's reopening plan. They must limit the number of customers inside at one time and also make sure customers are spaced 6 feet apart. Mecklenburg County has recommended stores turn away customers who aren't wearing masks, but stop short of mandating it. For more, we turn now to Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter for our segment, Bizworthy. Tony, how has reopening gone so far? What are you hearing from businesses?
Yeah, Marshall, I've talked to a few businesses that since they were permitted to reopen. And a lot of them are opening up and they're starting to see those customers come back in little by little. Some of them haven't quite opened up yet. Some are just still doing the curbside or the takeout service. Even some retailers are doing that. So it's going to be, I think, a process. You know, if you spend any time in one of the malls lately, you probably saw, there were people lined up to get into South Park Mall when it opened on Saturday, for example. Not all of the stores are open yet. They're slowly coming back online. Some of the bigger department stores, even some of the smaller clothing stores, it's taking a little while. So I think as we've talked about before, Marshall, this is not like flipping on a switch where everything just comes back all at once. It's going to be a gradual process over a number of weeks.
Are shopping habits the same, or has the pandemic changed what people are buying and how much?
Well, we know that from looking at reports and different industry studies that people are buying a lot more things, as you would expect, that relate to how they live their lives now at home. So, we're seeing a lot of changing habits in what people are buying at the grocery stores. If you're trying to get yeast to make bread, that can be very difficult. The supply of meat is drying up a little bit. So there are some things that are hard to find because people are buying things in higher quantities now, than they were before. I think even retailers are going to see that. I mean, we know that people have been in their houses for a number of weeks and are desperate to get back to their lifestyles like they were before. And so you're seeing a lot of people going out and shopping, and maybe they haven't bought clothes in a month or 6 weeks, and maybe they don't want to do that online, but they're starting to go back and they're starting to make some of those purchases. Some of it's getting back to normal, but certainly it's definitely shifted the sorts of things that people are buying now versus what they were buying a couple of months ago.
Are businesses in Mecklenburg heeding the county's advice and refusing customers who don't have masks?
Well, I think some are and some aren't. The county would certainly like all the retailers to require that customers wear masks. I think a lot of retailers are not comfortable doing that. It's a delicate dance that they're doing. On the one hand, they don't want to discourage customers from coming in. At the same time, they want to create a safe environment where people feel like they can go in and shop and not to worry as much about getting sick or contracting the virus. So you see a mix. I talked to an owner of a guitar shop in Plaza Midwood, and he was requiring all of his customers to wear masks. All of his employees were wearing masks. He said that just makes sense for their business, but I think there are a lot of businesses that are just happy to welcome whoever walks in their door.
Tony, as of this week, South Carolina restaurants are allowed to reopen their dining rooms to customers. You went to the area around the border to see if any of them are doing that. What did you find?
Well, we're seeing the same thing we're seeing with retailers is that, some of them are opening and some of them are not. Some of them are just sticking with the takeout. Some are making plans to open, but they're not quite there yet. There are a number of logistical things that restaurants have to do to get back online. So it's not that they've fully reopened, but you are seeing some of them start to do that, and more are going to start opening up their dining rooms, I think, in the next few weeks. And they're seeing a bunch of diners coming in from South Carolina. And they're also seeing people from Charlotte across the border that have been missing out on dining out for a while that want a meal that are heading in.
Let's end on some non-coronavirus news. Charlotte Pipe and Foundry is moving from its current location just outside uptown, where it's been for 100 years, to Stanley County. So what's prompting that?
Well, if you think about the development pattern around uptown, it's a lot of offices. It doesn't really make a lot of sense for a big manufacturing facility to be that close to uptown. The development patterns would dictate that you would tend to have those more on the outskirts of town where maybe land is a little bit cheaper, that sort of thing. So, they're moving to Stanley County, town of Oakboro, and they're going to build a plant there. I think it could come online by 2023. The original site there on Moorhead Street, has been there for about a century. They've obviously expanded it over the years. But it's a pretty big facility. It's on a 55-acre plot of land, pretty big prime spot of uptown land. They say the new plant in Oakboro would employ at least about 400 employees. So it's a not insignificant number of people.
And the site where Charlotte Pipe and Foundry is right now is a location that Panthers owner David Tepper has been eyeing for a possible new Panther stadium.
Well, yes, that's another really interesting point you make, Marshall, that's a lot of people are very interested in it, not because they're interested in what the future is of a foundry, but because this is a site that is almost right across the street from the existing Panther Stadium. And so, you know, the thinking is there something that they can do here where, you know, the city or Tepper could get a hold of that land, build a new stadium there while playing in the existing stadium. Now it's too, you know, there's obviously a lot of speculation on that. Tepper has said that it would make sense to do something like that. But, you know, none of those details, at least publicly, have been worked out. I think it's probably reasonable to think that there's a lot going on behind the scenes. I mean, certainly Charlotte Pipe is going to want to sell that to, you know, whoever's going to want to pay for it. I think they would certainly find some interest, you know, from Tepper and from the city, but you know, there might be other people too.
All right, Tony, thanks.
Thanks, Marshall.
That's Tony Mesilla of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. You're listening to WFAE's Morning Edition.